Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeart Radio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. List goes on and on. The most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. Heading into the weekend here, and we've got a very special show for you here today. I know I say that a lot, but we're doing something different today. No phone calls, no emails, no text messages, no Mike Sempervivi. For those of you that are subscribers, you're probably well aware that Lance Storm was a guest on this program a couple of times every month. For the last 10 years, in fact, he had been a regular. Lance has now moved to doing his own podcast on Podcast One, Killing the Town, with Storm and Cyrus. You can check it out on Podcast One. And unfortunately, that means Lance can't be a regular for us anymore. He will be returning here and there for some special shows, but he's no longer a regular. So, because of that, we have a void that needs to be filled. And as a result, starting next Friday, it will be the return of the Figure Four Daily interview shows, starring myself and a cast of characters, all sorts of individuals from pro wrestling and mixed martial arts, in-depth interviews, talking everything about their careers, their thoughts on modern professional wrestling, and so much more. Already got a lot of guests lined up, and many more to come. Some of you whom you have heard before, and some of whom you have not. And so today is kind of a teaser. We are going to do a Figure Four Daily style interview show with a man who has not been on the show in a while, but he's supposed to be here every week, the Doctor of Lucha, Steve Sims. Everything you ever wanted to know about CMLL, AAA, Lucha Underground, CMLL guys, and Ring of Honor, and WWE, and more. Steve Sims is going to join us after the break, talking to Lucha Libre for the entire show. And it's going to be a fun time. So stick around, everybody, and we're going to kick it off after the break. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by the Doctor of Lucha. Steve Sims is here. On the air, just like the good old days, we got a full hour here to talk about Lucha, Dr. Lucha, and that should be fun. What's going on?
There's going to be some happy campers in the world of social media about that.
That's right. Where have you been?
It's neither me nor any problems. Work is very cyclical. We do 40% of our business in fourth quarter. So after about Labor Day, getting me on Fridays is tough.
Man, well, luckily...
But not... Good luck has struck.
That's right, good luck has struck. Figure Four dailies are back, so maybe we can get you on some of those. But let's not waste time. The first segment here is going to be talking about CMLL. There's a lot of stuff going on there, and I guess the floor is yours. The latest news.
Since we haven't discussed between the two of us in a while, CMLL is up and into its 84th year of professional wrestling. It has finished its 83rd anniversary show with one of the weakest builds and one of the weakest main events that they've ever promoted, or that in my 27 years of watching these anniversary shows can remember. It was Dragon Lee against La Máscara. It was a very good match. The show itself has such a good reputation that they didn't sell out, but it came pretty close at reasonably high prices. So the company made a lot of money. They created a new star by having Dragon Rojo win, and then, of course, Rush came out and ruined it all. If you remember from that episode, and I guess it's been, about 4 weeks, Rush came out to congratulate his brother and basically gave him the old side handshake, or the quick handshake, and then ran over to say, I don't want to hang out with my brother. I want to hang out with my Ingobernables friend, La Máscara. Stealing the show and making the other people in the match look a lot less charismatic than he did. Good for Rush, and there's more money right now and in the short term in Rush in stipulation matches than Dragon Lee, but I'm not sure he really had to do what he did to his own brother.
Now, every week on the Wrestling Observer Radio Show, Dave is raving about these Friday night CMLL shows, and he's been getting all sorts of people on Twitter saying, Dave, how can we see these shows? How do we watch this? Tell everybody it's Friday.
It's easy. It's easy. It's Friday night, 9:30 Eastern, 8:30 Central, 7:30 Mountain, 6:30 Pacific, and, of course, little bit of Alaska and Hawaii, I guess, is a couple three hours behind that. It's live. It's on clarosports.com, and they have a leader or a banner very close to the top of the page as soon as the show starts that says, this is, you know, click here, Lucha Libre en Vivo. You get an idea right at the top where you can see it. It will bring up a screen where you have to once again press play, although you're watching a live show. And on occasion, I get it straight in, and I guess it kind of depends on whether I join it early or not. Sometimes it makes me watch a very short ad. And then I am off to the races, and I'm looking at something I could only dream about in the 80s and 90s, seeing an Arena Mexico show, the most important show of the week for the biggest promotion in the country, live as it's happening. Technology has just made not only a revolution for the viewer, of course, it's made a revolution in the way the matches are presented. The matches have to be a lot more offense and a lot less mat work than they used to be, just to keep up with the change in taste and the change in grabbing TV viewers that are, you know, surfing channels and stuff like that. But it is easy to find. It is easy to find. Now, I also think that there are a couple of sites that tend to put up right at the time of the show the link at, you know, they say that on Twitter, and they'll say that the show is starting and here's the link. So if you happen to be on Twitter around that time, you can find a direct link, even if you don't, you know, speak any Spanish, a direct link that'll just bring you to that screen where you press the big right facing triangle and head off to the show. Now, having said that, with all of Dave's plugs and stuff like that, generally speaking, the first couple of matches are matches between women, matches between minis, match between younger guys, or matches between guys that are less talented. And if you find, if you're listening to this and you find after a match or two, like we had last week, where two of the first three matches weren't all that good, or a couple of the matches early on weren't that good, stick with it. There will always, I can't remember a CMLL show in a long, long, long time on a Friday night that hasn't had a very hot atmosphere, very good fan heat, but also very good work rate and a lot of unbelievable dives.
Now, speaking of unbelievable dives, we've got the caveman, Cavernario. What was the story with Cavernario in the Universal title tournament?
First of all, just, if there is a wrestler that I would predict would not be around 5 years from now because he is either had the unfortunate Hayabusa happen to him or just has worn his body out 10, 15, 20 years too early, it's the caveman, Barbonario Cavernario. He takes an awful lot of bumps that are very severe from jumping off the ring post onto the floor, not to the ring, but to the floor, and taking the pounding on his knees and elbows to sunset flips off the rings, to all sorts of dives where he throws himself into it. Wherever he lands, he lands. He is one of my favorite characters of the last 5 years, but his kamikaze-ness may be so self-destructive. I would say enjoy him while you can.
You know, let me jump in very quickly. Let me just say one thing here. You're absolutely right. However, and I'm not saying that this is what's going to happen. I just want to point this out. I've been watching a lot of these Nitro shows from 1996 with all of these luchadors out here. And some of these guys like Psicosis and Ray and Super Kello, they're doing crazy stuff where when you watch it, you're like, this guy ain't going to be around in 5 years. And some of these guys are still working today in 2016.
No, they are. And it does vary by individual. There are some who will make it and be fine and be able, to put on matches that Ray can, like he's done in Lucha Underground, where even in his mid-40s, he's putting out stuff the equivalent of the best that he's ever done. But it's not something that you can do regularly, and he's an example of that, that he will have to go through 12 to 18 month cycles where he can't work at all or has to work very limited amounts in order to recuperate for that sort of thing. There's more shockers running around. Shocker's an example of a guy who used to be, 10, 15 years ago, at the top of the game in CMLL and having great feuds with Ultimo Guerrero and being somebody you would think, could be heading towards a very, very long career on top. And now he's just used on top because of the name, because he is almost absolutely immobile. It does vary. I mean, you have your occasional Negro Casas that are 56 and will soon be 57 and are still just, he is slower than he used to be, but considering that his age, he's just a medical marvel. But Cavernario is taking direct impacts on joints and direct impact from very, very high, he's throwing a lot of body weight onto that. It's very unlikely to end well for him. And it didn't in the Universal Tournament, which you brought up. CMLL is a promotion of tournaments. It loves its tournaments. Great, when things go wrong, they're actually happy you know, a champion leaves and goes to another promotion because they can run another tournament. And their biggest tournament, the one that's most important to them, is their Champion of Champion tournaments. They started it in 2009, and they take all the holders of their major champions, which almost every year has magically ended up to be 16 people at the moment they run the tournament, and they put them into two fields of eight. One Friday night, the field of eight gets narrowed down to one. The next Friday night, the field of eight gets narrowed down to one, and then the two winners meet on the third Friday. That is what's happening now. This coming, or tonight, we're going to get the second set of eight determining who will face Valiente.
Well, actually, hold that thought right there. We're gonna head to a break real quick. We'll come right back and pick it up there. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at GuitarCenter.com. Over the years, we've witnessed numerous genres colliding with rock music to create unique tracks consisting of a hybrid of sounds, but none quite so impactful or unlikely as that of Aerosmith's collaboration with Run DMC for their seminal version of Walk This Way. Join me at FocusOnRock.com, where I look at that special moment in music history when rap and electric guitars entwined and cultural worlds collided.
Your music can take you anywhere you want to go. And Guitar Center is the best place to start the journey. Save up to 25% on over 200,000 guitars, amps, and accessories from major brands. Get an Epiphone Limited Edition Les Paul for just $399, an Ibanez Electric for $249, a Yamaha Dreadnought Acoustic Electric for $199, or D'Addario Strings 3-packs for $10. Where will your new guitar take you? Guitarathon is going on now at Guitar Center.
When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by the Doctor of Lucha, who's telling us about the Universal Title Tournament, which is coming up tonight, Claro Sports, CMLL. And Dr. Lucha, continue on.
A real good collection of divers in it, from La Máscara on the heel side to Volador Jr. and Dragon Lee on the face side. I would imagine it's going to be a cut above the one that was held this past Friday night, in which CMLL announced Cavernario in the tournament, as you had referenced. Turns out Cavernario wasn't a champion anymore.
Oops.
They were going to hold the tournament in the summer, but they decided, for reasons that I don't know the answer to, and I'm not sure I've seen anybody else suss out the answers to it, they changed their whole stream of promotion from June to September to the point where even the Dragon Lee addition to the anniversary show was kind of a last-minute thing. But one of the things they did was they had Bart the Caveman win the hair of Ray Cometa. And to make sure they didn't bury Ray Cometa too much, before he lost his hair, he got to beat Carbonario, Barbaro Carbonario, for the Mexican National Welterweight title. And so, therefore, Carbonario did not have a title and should not have been in this tournament. And CMLL was still using the old brackets from when they had mapped things out when they were going to do it during the summer before they had a lot of promotional changes. And not personnel changes or decisions like that. They just decided to go in direction with their anniversary show, not make it as big and spectacular as they wanted, in large part because they were dealing with Rush and LA Park, and they couldn't figure out how to promote something where they could count on both of them to follow the script. But that's a long story for another Figure Four Daily. So the CMLL was very embarrassed. You know, they announced a person in their Champion of Champions League where you could only get in by being a champion who wasn't the champion anymore. And without a press release, a commentary, or anything else, they just very quietly put Ray Cometa in, took the Caveman out, and pretended as if like nothing had ever happened.
Amazing.
It was, yes, it was, in this day and age, it's a very stubborn and old-fashioned promotion, and it's got a lot of old-school business philosophies, and one of them is never admit mistakes in public unless it's a very serious and major one. And this was just a stupid minor guffaw that you just have to laugh at and just, you know, what the hell, and go on.
I mean, it's one thing if you're talking about a fan who can't remember who the 16 champions are, but this is the promotion.
Yes, you'd think they could go to a website that listed what all the current champions were and just read off who the champions were.
Sure.
But no. Well, they did. They might have done that when they first came out with their own little internal brackets, their own little internal card and stuff like that. And then they just filed it away and one day pulled it up on their computers and said, okay, let's run with it. And forgot to do their proofreading, copy editing, and check things out.
So that is tonight.
There have been suggestions also that they couldn't care less about the lighter weight titles. They're just they do things for very short term promotions, and the change in the title was necessary to try and have somebody lose their hair, but not get too devalued when they send him out in semifinals and in the occasional main event out on the road, and they book him out as a booking office. So they. I am not convinced that CMLL gives a hoot about many of its championships. I think some of the wrestlers do, the Ultimo Guerreros of the world and Dragon Rojo Juniors of the world in their promotion do, but CMLL is kind of like AAA. They have their titles, and once you postulate that a hair match or a mask match or a career match or a bull terrier match or a ladder match or an extreme match is more important than a title, then after a while, people, you know, the title won't mean anything.
So speaking of AAA, what is the story with Televisa and La Parca being or not being in jail?
To apologize for. As best we can put it together, I mean, the guy's in jail, so it's not actually, you can't really go and... You know, people will try and get little comments and piece stories together, and actual journalists will try and figure out what's up. But some guy committed a crime and claimed that he was L.A. Park or La Parca. I guess he actually claimed he was La Parca. And Televisa didn't do any fact-checking or whatever, but obviously seeing a human interest story where they wanted to see it rather than whether it existed or not, they, of course, immediately ran with the, aha, hidden by his Lucha Libre mask, L.A. Park or La Parca, however, you know, they used the word L.A. Park, they used the word La Parca, but you could appear that they were trying to emphasize the first La Parca, who's now L.A. Park, and either one of the two could have been, you know, used in pictures to describe the alleged perpetrator of this alleged crime when the story was picked up by the print media. But it was just it's much, much, much more embarrassing to tell a Visa than it is to Park and Parka. I think I'm really surprised at how much they're overreacting to it. I would think that would be the greatest thing in the world, to get as much positive TV time as possible, just denying it and taking a big laugh and saying, you know, I was here and here, and of course the police came by, and I had this alibi, and everything's all cool and calm, and isn't this funny that somebody would do that? And, you know, I take my role very seriously, and et cetera, et cetera. But no, they were just like up in arms that somebody would try and do this and take their gimmick, something they play in a sports soap opera, and go to town with it, and they just threw up a fit that anybody would try and besmirch their image like that. I thought it was a very bad PR on their end for the way they took it.
Well, I mean, I did an interview with somebody else earlier today, and we were just talking about the internet and social media, and the reality is, once Televisa reports that story, I mean, it's going to spread all over, and whether it's true or not, you can have a lot of people believing that the guy got arrested. So I can kind of understand going full bore and saying, this story is not true, it's not me, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, the bigger issue to me is...
You're right, absolutely right there. They have to do it, but then nobody ever hears the correction unless you get out and do the correction.
Exactly.
Televisa is not going to say anything unless you just put a gun to their head and say, you got this so wrong that I'm going to all the other TV stations.
But why do they not issue a correction?
That's the $64 million question. I don't think anybody's found out the answer to that. It would have been so obvious for them to have just put this behind and say, oops, sorry about that. But, you know, print media and magazine media always have an errata section. They always have a we messed up section. And every day in the print New York Times, there's at least one erratum from that somebody has caught some mistake. I mean, it just happens. I don't know what in the world is possessing them to this day that they're so stubborn about being able to claim that, yes, not everything that actually goes out that they reported was perfect or has to be corrected.
You know what's amazing about it is if somebody came to me with information that a guy got arrested and claimed he was La Parka, before anything else, I would be trying to figure out, okay, La Parka or L.A. Park? Like, these are two different people. So my first thought would be...
You and I know that, and a lot of fans know that, but clearly the person who it first hit at the copy editor's desk within the TV studio must not be a Lucha fan at all, because you would think they would go that way.
Well, I mean, if this is your job, I mean, you got to find out if there's a police report and get the guy's name. It's not hard to find out what La Parka's real name is. Adolfo Tapia, right?
Yeah, well, yes.
I do that off the top of my head, for crying out loud.
Yes, he's admitted his name publicly. The other La Parka, who's his replacement, hasn't, but it's well known. So well known that it's actually been reported in newspaper articles in the past, although rarely, but I mean, it's not unknown that if a television reporter wanted to find out, he probably could have without even asking either of the men involved. But, you know, it didn't happen. So obviously they didn't consider it a big priority, which is probably why they're not issuing a correction, because it continually brings up the point of, well, if you don't fact check this, I mean, which, you know, is relatively straightforward. You know, we know the names of the two guys under the hood. You can just call the AAA office. They'll tell you. And then you now know the real name of the guy who's arrested. It doesn't match. I mean, it should take 15 minutes. If they won't do that much checking, how much checking are they doing on any of their stories?
Although,
you know, something just this week, a judge was murdered outside Mexico City for he has ruled against three different gang leaders. I mean, major gang leaders. I mean, like the three of the big cartel leaders. He has ruled against them in judicial proceedings in the last couple of years. So I do want to add the small asterisk that really doesn't apply in this case, but does apply to a large extent of journalism in Mexico, is that it is a psycho dangerous business if you're reporting on certain things.
Now, we got about a minute in this segment, but what's the story with Psycho Clown and his burns?
Yes, we'll continue that after the segment is over. But he had a Triple Mania match with Pagano. Pagano is not a very good professional wrestler. He's a good extreme. Well, he's an extreme wrestler. He can do spots. He's very large. He's a, for Mexico, he's a heavyweight. So they pick, and he's an inexpensive heavyweight, which we'll also get to after the break. So AAA picked him. He was put over Psycho Clown in a program, and they had an extreme match of extreme matches at Triple Mania, resulting in the Burns, which we'll get into after the break, I guess.
A Triple Mania or Heroes Inmortales?
Oh, well, yeah, I'm sorry, Heroes. They had the match at Triple Mania where Pagano lost his hair. And the Heroes Immortalis matches, the entire series of matches are all extreme matches. And Psycho Clown takes a nasty, brutal beating at all of them.
All right, well, stand by. We're going to head to a break here. When we come back, more with Dr. Lucha. We'll talk AAA, Lucha Underground, as well as luchadors working various promotions here in this country, including WWE. After the break, stick around. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own gardens, starting from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport, football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by the Doctor of Lucha. If you're a fan of Lucha, HighSpotsWrestlingNetwork.com has their finger on the pulse of all things independent wrestling. High Spots Wrestling Network features 3,000 hours of content and counting, live events, shoot interviews, original programming, and so much more. Each week, the High Spots Network adds tons of brand new content. There's always something new at HighSpotsWrestlingNetwork.com. Available on your mobile, PC, Apple TV, and Roku, the High Spots Wrestling Network is best for business. And speaking of High Spots, Dr. Lucha, being burned in a table spot, a flaming table spot.
Good. In fact, the funny thing is we're going to hit all the things you just mentioned. We're going to hit in about a sentence or two, because if you go to LuchaLibreAAA.com and go to their Resultados section on Heroes Immortales, they will still tell you that the main event of Heroes Immortales that just happened was Pagano and Dr. Wagner Jr. against Psycho Clown and Patron Alberto.
How about that?
That's the case, and we will get to that in about a minute and a half after we go through this. Yet, in order to make the feud make any sense, they had a Triple Mania feud they wanted. They wanted Pagano in it. He would only charge them. He would only get paid $4,000 for his hair, which means AAA, which badly needed to keep as much money from Triple Mania as they could do so, and they did. And they're a little healthier economically than they were. And every single match that Psycho Clown had in the run up against Pagano, he lost. And almost all of them were some version of not wrestling, but just gimmicks and tables and chairs and fire and ladders and just all sorts of stuff that I don't want to call garbage, because I don't think a single professional wrestler who gets in the ring is garbage, but it's not high level, high athleticism and stuff. And I guess it culminated at Heroes Immortales when one of the spots went just a little, Psycho Clown, he got exposed to the flaming table he was put through for a little too much longer of a time than he should have been. And the pictures that I saw, which I believe to be true, were just brutal. I mean, I am the son of a doctor, medical doctor, trained during World War II and taught emergency room medicine in Atlanta. And he said repeatedly that the worst kind of injury he ever treated was burns. For a lot of reasons, and that would take the rest of the segment to go into a lot of reasons, but he said, and I've heard other doctors say the same thing too, that burns are the worst. And Psycho Clown couldn't be, he's got to be getting extra combat pay for all that he's put himself through this year. And then it turned out to be a three-way match at Heroes Immortales, because Al Patron Alberto missed his flight. He was stabbed, or was he?
That's a good question. I think he was stabbed.
That's a good question, isn't it?
I mean, it seems very clear he was stabbed, but based on the different tellings of the stabbing story, I have no idea what happened. But clearly he was attacked with a knife.
Okay. If he was attacked with a knife and he's telling a story that doesn't exist, that we can't corroborate, isn't it logical to assume that the real story is none of the above stories? Because if any one of the ones that has gotten out were true, he would, since it's gotten out and is public, he would have told that from the start, and that would be the story.
Yes, it appears that whatever really happened involving a knife, we don't know. But clearly, something happened involving a knife.
And we can only imagine. He apparently was in San Antonio. He apparently was taking a flight that would leave San Antonio and get him to Monterey, where Heroes Immortales was going. That is not a long distance. That's cheaper. That's closer than a flight. Well, it's roughly a flight from Seattle to Portland. And but from travel stories from covering this business since the 90s, you never wait that late to go to a show. If you're driving 70 minutes to the show, you never wait. There's reasons why you're required to be there 6 hours ahead of time, because promotion knows if they don't install a rule like that, people won't show. I suspect all sorts of nasty things. And you know, every time I think of Alberto, I just can't help but thinking, here he got proposed to by Paige in the ring at Puerto Rico. I don't think we will ever see him in AAA again, despite the fact they supposedly made up after this stabbing story. I don't think we'll ever see him in AAA again. Let me rephrase that. Ever is a long time in business, not for the next 6 months. We won't see him in AAA for the next 6 months. Anything could change after that. People, except for Paco Alonso, people make strange bedfellows. But, you know, Brian, what I keep thinking of is that post that Paige's father put up and then was convinced to take down quickly before it got too viral. where he goes, I do not want my daughter marrying that man.
I know.
Very, very, yeah, it's a very interesting, yeah, what has happened, I think his personal reputation within the business has taken a big hit the last few weeks. He is no longer in WWE. He's no longer in AAA. He is exuding his superstar charisma at other promotions, but there are guys like Máscara Dorada, a.k.a. Gran Metalik, who are ready, I am told, I suppose. I think there's just some minor paperwork issues. Nobody has said this delay is anything serious. Is ready to make his career a WWE career rather than a CMLL career. I think he will be a big star there, although, you know, in WWE, as La Sombra will tell you, as Alberto will tell you, you can have an awful lot of talent, but it takes a while to, especially if you don't speak the language, it takes a while to learn how they want their things done. And it wouldn't surprise me if even Máscara Dorada, who I have a high opinion on as anybody in the ring in Mexico, has his difficulties the first few months in NXT and getting his footing.
Now, this coming Sunday, just a couple of days from now, Lucha Underground will be running their first of three live events the next three weekends. And we first heard about this a week ago, and it was announced Sunday or Monday, if I recall correctly. What is going on?
My summary is this. They are an excellent, excellent TV show. They have really good matches, but as a Lucha promotion, they suck. They're not, supposedly, this is to help increase the brand and also be a toe in the water and just see, you know, what kind of exposure they have just and getting some of their own crew to work live events and stuff like that. But, you know, the shows are being billed as Lucha in Vivo. They're not telling the places where they're going ahead of time, where to, where in Phoenix and in San Diego, they're not telling them that we're going to be there so that they can put advertising up and use that as an enticement to bring people. I mean, I have been to the Grape Day Park in Escondido in San Diego near where my old office was and stuff like that. It's a park. I mean, but it's like, it's not a venue to see wrestling. It's flat. It's you know, it's like being on the ground floor of a stadium show without any seats. It's like, you can do it and stuff like that, but it's certainly not going to be the sort of thing that I can see that anybody would come out of it and say, I want to watch my TV show or I want to follow these guys somewhere else. You're going to be getting a lot of people that walk by and a lot of kids walk by that are just there for the event, not for any particular promotion or brand or stuff like that. And that's not what Lucha Underground needs. It needs to be able to find a way to get its brand and its biggest stars, most importantly, because stars sell tickets, not brands sell tickets. Stars out in front of people and get them advertised, get people excited about ahead of time. And this is like stealth show, like almost like they just want to practice show without anybody actually knowing that it's happening.
Why?
You've worked for some small promotions. Would they ever run a show for free, ever?
Well, here's what I've concluded. I mean, to me, it's got to be a sold show. It's got to be a deal where Cricket Wireless wants to get their name out, and so they're going to the fair, and they're promoting. I mean, I actually worked on a Lucha show like this once. There was a show in the parking lot of Safeco Field, and the Blue Demon, what's the energy drink that he sponsored? Or they sponsored him?
Drink, I think, if I remember correctly.
Whatever it was.
Going back, I remember him with Coca-Cola.
Yeah, it was Coke or whatever the deal was. It was some energy drink. But anyway, the point was, they were sponsoring the show. And so they promoted this event. I got paid really well. Everybody did. There was no admission. It was just part of like a big festival. And like folks showed up and watched us all wrestle and we got paid and that was it. It was a sold show. We weren't responsible. There was no responsibility for the promoters or for us. We just had to go out there, wrestle, and get paid. And it was all about the energy drink trying to promote their brand. So my thought was, this has got to be just something where...
The energy drink, we can't remember it.
Yeah.
Around anymore.
It was a hell of a promotion. I remember I got some free drinks. But the point was, this has to be like Cricket Wireless wants something to get their name out at the fair. And so they're promoting a Lucha Underground show, and they're paying Lucha Underground, and they're paying the guys or whatever. And that's it. That's all of Lucha Underground's responsibility in this thing.
That's actually a logical explanation. And if somebody came along and told me that, I would be willing to believe it. But nobody has come along and said that when they have been asked. They've been, Lucha Underground has been just like puzzled or very slow in responsive. And this is a company that's normally pretty aggressive in promoting its own show, at least, and in getting social media mentions out when it wants to sell something on its own. Maybe there is. I'll reserve my judgment on that, but it strikes me.
Well, if you look at all of these shows, they've got the Arizona State Fair, and they've got the Escondido Tamale Festival. That's a San Diego one. And then they've got the show, I guess, Phoenix, Arizona State Fair. There's one more. But anyway, the point of this is they're all exactly the same. They're all part of a festival and or fair with free admission. So I presume they just have to be sold shows that are being put on by a sponsor.
AAA does that, too. In some of their TV tapings each year, not the majority, but some, are with ferias, with fairs in Mexico, with state fairs or summer fairs tied around that, where a ticket into the fair will get you a ticket into the show as well.
Sure.
Or you'll just have to pay a little bit extra. So it wouldn't be unusual for that kind of marketing in Lucha Libre, but, you know, John Morrison and Jack Evans and et cetera, aren't going to work for free.
That's the key here.
Be coming up with some money somewhere.
There's a reason that I worked that show for the energy drink company, because I came cheap, as did everybody else that worked the show.
Yeah,
so
these aren't cheap. These are
no. That's what's baffling about this.
I mean, I don't think Brian Cage will be at every show, and I don't think Johnny Mundo will be every show, and I'm not sure Rey Mysterio Jr. will be at any show, but he might. Prince Puma apparently is delaying going to New Japan because of the money he's getting here, which would indicate there really is some kind of a sold show background to this somewhere.
Just amazing that if you wanted Lucha Libre at your fair, I mean, there's a lot cheaper ways to do it than Lucha Underground.
I mean, yes. I mean, there are people could come across the border from TJ, it would work for a tenth of the price, and people who would come from, you know, the Phoenix has a very small local scene. Rey Escorpio Jr. has family there, and he goes stays with him about 3 months out of the year and stuff like that, and he wrestles with the Phoenix Lucha promotion. I mean, they could have run this. You're right. They could have run this a lot cheaper.
All right, we got to head to a break, but as we go to the break, I'll tell everybody it was Full Throttle Blue Demon Energy Drink from the Coca-Cola Company. So that was the sponsor of this event that I worked. Me, Buddy, Samito, Matt Farmer, I believe, was there, and it was a sold show. Back in a moment with more Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Stir the sound of my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me. Stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here for the final segment of the show. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. The Doctor of Lucha is here. And Dr. Lucha, that hour flew by, but before we go, tell everybody how they can hear more or read more from the Doctor of Lucha.
Weekly, of course, is the prime place that I'm in anymore since Super Lucha is defunct. And my twittering is reserved to a sentence a month or something like that lately. It's fourth quarter. It's very hectic. I'm watching on an iPad while I'm still at work Friday nights. But that will end just shortly before Christmas, and things will be back to normal for 9 months.
So there you go.
Yeah, Figure Four. Hopefully you will hear me on more Figure Four dailies and Friday afternoon shows, and starting next year back to a much more regular schedule.
That's right. And hey, you never know. We might be able to move you to a day other than Friday for this program, but we will get Dr. Luch on for segments here on Wrestling Observer Live. And as noted, every Friday we are going to be doing interviews, Figure Four daily interviews, as we have done in the past. I've got guests booked for the rest of the month, at least, all of November, and more to come. And we'll talk about that here on this program. And we are completely out of time. I want to thank everybody for listening. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Information up at sportsbyline.com, wrestlingobserver.com. I'm at Brian Alvarez on Twitter, at Dr. Lucha Jr., at Semper Vivi, at Sports Byline USA. Thanks, everybody at Sports Byline, and we'll talk to you again next time.